This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Holy mother of Montezuma, what happened to the Democrats? Woo! Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I feel like James Brown when I talk about these guys. I just want to like break out into some rhythm. Democrats going downhill fast. Their number one candidate melting before our very eyes. Oh my gosh. It's painful to watch. Even as a here's the reason why it's painful. I don't have a dog in the fight in the sense of, you know, best candidate should win. If Donald Trump were a Democrat saying what he says, I'd be saying to people, I know it's going to sound sacrilegious, but Kevin Jackson would be saying, you know what, I may have to vote for a Democrat for the first time in my career, my political history. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Donald Trump's a rock star. None of the Democrats are. It's that simple. They know it. There are people out there mad. They're mad. They're mad because they're so wrong. Wow. I mean, come on. Tulsi Gabbard, what retread Democrat with some crazy policy do you want? You want Steyer? You want Yang? You want Klobuchar? By the way, Klobuchar and Julian Castro, there's 10 Democrats that qualify for the debates. They're finally narrowing. They've got a standard now that says, here's how you get to the debate. You got to get to 2% of the vote. Does anybody believe that the DNC is really running this thing on the up and up? Cory Booker made it. Julian Castro. So they got two women, because they got Warren and Kamala Harris. They got Cory Booker. They got their black people. They got their women. They got the Hispanic. Of course, Buttigieg. They got their gay. They got a bunch of old people, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden and others, right? So they're just rounding out, you know, who's going to be the 10. So de Blasio probably won't make it. Steyer won't make it. Yang probably won't make it. I don't know. There's too many to know. I know that many because I'm not paid to know, but I'm sort of paid to know. It's my job. So I have to know. But I bet you many of you are like, who knows, who cares? Top four are what it boils down to. And I still say the Democrats have major issues. I don't know that Elizabeth Warren is going to be the one. I don't. Is Bernie Sanders going to resurge? Here's what you can understand about the Democrats. Their top contenders have all dropped. Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. Steady downward trend. Elizabeth Warren's shooting up a bit. Now she did her new Indian mea culpa again, and she's hoping that that's gonna you know, quell the masses. But I can tell you right now, they don't know what's going to happen. I've already been on record to tell you Kamala Harris and Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee. Joe Biden cannot recover. He doesn't have the brain. Sorry to say it. I mean, he's had one kid die of brain cancer. Joe Biden's had two brain surgeries. I think God is trying to tell you something. I know it sounds cruel, but I'm just giving you the facts, folks. I'm not trying to be mean. I feel a man lost his son. If you think I don't feel for that, my grandmother lost my mother. Are you kidding? There is nobody that feels more sympathy for a parent losing a child. That is a horrible thing for anybody. I'm not making fun of it. I'm just giving you the facts. Joe Biden's son, Bo, died of brain cancer. Joe had two aneurysms. I think God may be trying to tell you something, Joe. Certainly Barack Obama was when he said, Joe, why are you doing this? You know why Barack Obama said that? That is a very veiled way of Barack Obama saying, Joe, you are too demented. You cannot be president of the United States. You couldn't be vice president. You know how tough it is. You watch me fail at it. Why are you going to try to do this, Joe? You don't got the brain for it. People are going to get mad. I'm just telling you, Democrats in big trouble. top candidates dropping, they tell, oh, in this head-to-head matchup, everybody beats Donald Trump. Nonsense. Elizabeth Warren. Have you heard Elizabeth Warren? We've got to do something about this thing. I cannot wait for Donald Trump to stomp a mud hole in her politically. Not Antifa-like. You know what I'm saying? Not Black Lives Matter-like. Not KKK-like, like Democrats. No. Just metaphorically. Stomp a hole in that woman. Democrats in big trouble. I'll tell you, I'm gonna go into a little bit more about why they're in big trouble. And let me just go ahead and tell you, they're in big trouble because these investigations are heating up. But I'm not even gonna talk about that right now. They're in big trouble for a whole other reason. Whole other reason. Stick with me. Have we passed the collection plate yet? I feel like I'm preaching. At a Baptist church, we would have passed the collection plate 3 times by now. Baptist preacher would go, nah, we ain't collected enough. We're going to pass the plate again and see if we can get to the number we need to get to. Oh, man, I love dealing with you white folks. And I know there's some colored folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. And some Asians, we have Asians to listen to. Yes, they do. They do. We got them all. You want to know why? Because we are one America, baby. One America. We have a culture. That's it. And you love it. You love when I joke about your color, when I joke about your feminism. Let me just go and tell you. I'm going to tell you what I was thinking the other day about feminists. I was saying, I wish I could be a woman for a week because I would own stuff. You know what I'm saying? I would be running countries. Put me together the way I want to look. Okay? And I will be running stuff. Women, if they let a dude like me be a woman for a week, I would shut feminism down forever. Cause I would just be they'd say Kevin Jackson's a woman for a week. If a woman of his choosing, I'd come back in a week in a yacht, you know, with a helicopter on my yacht, have a big jumbo jet waiting for me, and a bank account that would choke a Russian oligarch, but how about one of them African dictators? I would make them look like a pauper. I would own stuff. Give me a week with the accoutrements of a woman. I'd shut feminism down forever. They'd be like, I don't know who that black woman was, but she was something. Where did she go? I'd be crying if I had to revert back to a man. Man, no, please don't make me go back. And I'm pretty cool as a dude. Y'all know this. Oh, man, I'm going to tell you why Democrats in trouble when we get back. I got to take a show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies, and every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. So in response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 2nd to 9th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And we're hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. And with Hurricane Dorian, we need to sometimes send blood from areas that aren't in need to need. So if you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood can save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talk about hold your nose and vote. Pick any Democrat candidate, and that's what you got to do. You got to hold your nose to vote. You got to do more than that. You got to put on an oxygen mask. Sound like Darth Vader. I choose Kamala Harris. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Wait a minute. I've been talking about Democrats in trouble, and I was talking about their candidates, right? But they got bigger trouble than that, because while they have to focus on the presidential race, they also have another thing looming, and that is down ticket, right? They got to maintain the House. They got to try not to lose seats in the Senate. You see what I'm saying? The Republicans had a disadvantage in the Senate the last time around. I don't know where it is this time, but there's no disadvantage for Republicans politically in 2020. 2018, they rigged it. They took over the House. Fine. Watch what happens in 2020. And by the way, Democrats are in trouble, but I'm not talking about the candidates. I keep reminding you of it, don't I? You're like, Kevin, will you just get to it? Okay, holy mother of Montezuma. What happened to them? The Democrats are fundraising in Mexico. That's right. the Democrats, the DNC, are going to hold three fundraisers in Mexico. I said, what next? Guatemala? El Salvador? No, I got it. I got it. Go fundraise in Somalia. Holy Toledo, man. I'm not even going to bring up the potential election laws that the DNC may violate to fundraise in Mexico. Because the fact that they ventured to Mexico to fundraise is punishment enough on the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a ring. I guess desperate times call for desperate measures. Donald Trump is kicking booty, and the Democrats have to have some way to get that booty back, get that money back. Booty is bounty, for some of you leftists that don't know these words. Apparently, the money for the Democrats in the United States has dried up. Yeah, it's dried up. I know Tom Steyer's running for president, and he's a billionaire, and, well, they say he's running for president. You don't see much of him. But he pulled a lot of funds from the party of slavery because he used to fund a lot of campaigns. Tom Steyer, you've seen him run all those anti-Trump commercials. Donald Trump, he's a criminal. He's a war criminal. He's a colluder. And they just complain, complain, complain. Donald Trump is a butt-kicking machine, a Democrat butt-kicking machine. If you are not a pragmatist, if you have stupid ideas, he's Greek now. Donald Trump doesn't like when you don't accomplish stuff. He is all about success. Now he understands about failure. He'll let you fail, but he won't let you fail much. He's a bigot against failure, as are you, America. Can you imagine trying to build this country on the backs of these failures? Take any concept that these people have and apply it. Apply it to the other than the open borders, right? Because when we came over to find this country, you know, we found it, and then whether you like it or not, we started kicking butt against the indigenous people. That would be the Indians, the natives of the land of what became America, and we took it over. That's what we did. But outside of that, from an open borders perspective, what we said is, you bring your toughest people, you bring your baddest boys. We want your best stuff. And we formed, in a 200-year period, 243 years, we have formed the most amazing place on the planet. Most sane. I mean, I could go on. We do things the right way. We've overcome almost any problem that we've ever faced, whether it was misogyny, whether it was, you know, anti-Semitic, you know, name it, anti-black, anti-Chinese, anti-European, you name it. We've overcome it. And boy, we are wicked smart in a way. It doesn't matter what anybody does. America has a way to top you. Whether it's Apollo 13 and they say, build this out of this, we do it. The Russians beat us to the moon. We say, fine, we'll go back and we'll trump you on this, that, and the other. And we do it. Doesn't matter. Overcome slavery, the lack of civil rights of people, the lack of gender rights for the LGBT, everything. We've overcome it. And all we do is get better at it. But you know what the left do? They complain, they complain, they complain. Look, here's what I want to talk about. These desperate times and desperate measures. Steyer can't fund the Democratic Party anymore. George Soros is on the run. His stuff is backfiring. I think he's questioning what his ability is to do things. I mean, I don't know why people are leaving the Democratic Party. I guess after Hillary Clinton's defeat, the left coast billionaires are taking a wait-and-see attitude on things. I'm going to make a prediction because there was a Silicon Valley fat cat that said, you know what? I support Donald Trump, and there are a lot more of us who support Trump than we're willing to tell you. We won't say it publicly, but we support him. We're not throwing big fundraisers at our houses, but we're figuring out ways to put our money into his pockets because he is doing the things we need done. So, the Democratic National Committee finds themselves in trouble. So Tom Perez says we're going to hold three fundraisers for American expats in Mexico as Democrats struggle to keep pace with Republicans in fundraising. Oh, I know that the fundraising doesn't mean anything in politics. It's like that crowds. You know, those crowds don't mean anything in politics. Oh, you know, Donald Trump declaring the media fake news, that's just going to backfire on him. We're not fake news. We're winners. Three events in Mexico beginning on September 28th. One event is a happy hour. It's going to be $25 to attend. Okay, and let me put this in perspective. You go all the way to Mexico, and you hold an event, and you go, it's $25 to attend. So you're an expat. There's supposedly 1.5 million, or give or take, expats in Mexico, Americans, living in Mexico. The entire country of Mexico, okay? I think they're going to go to Mexico City. So maybe they're going to go to Guadalajara, Mexico City, and Monterrey. I don't know. But wherever they go, all these expats are supposedly there. Let me tell you where the expats live in Mexico. They live on the coast. Rocky Point in Arizona. You know, anywhere there's water and they can cross back over into the United States quickly. That's where they live. And yeah, there's some in Mexico City. And of course, we got our criminals that live over there. But yeah, so that's what we're doing. The Democrats, in any way, the DNC, struggling to keep pace with the Republicans. How sad is that? They got to go to a country where millions of people live in squalor in order to fundraise, and one of the events is $25. So there's 1.5 million people, expats, that are legal to contribute to Americans in this country, and they're going to charge $25. How many of that, let's just say 150,000 people showed up. Which, of course, you know that's not going to be the case. What do you think they're going to collect? I don't have an idea, but I'm going to make a bet that they don't even collect $3 million.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
North Carolina residents are feeling the effects of Hurricane Dorian as a tornado rips through as a result of the storm. Emerald Isle resident Joanne Davey describes the incident to NBC News.
I was standing at that camper counter holding on, and my camper was tilting over. And I said, Lord, what in the world? And I looked, and I had leaves all over in my house. I don't know if I got a roof or not. Oh. it's completely destruction out here.
The good news is not many people were injured as the resident had been evacuated. China announced on Thursday that its trade negotiators will be traveling to Washington next month for trade talks with U.S. counterparts, boosting the chances for a resolution to the tariff war after weeks of uncertainty and escalation. On September 1st, the U.S. put more tariffs on Chinese goods, and still more tariffs are set to take effect later this year. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've been talking about the Democrats and their problems. They've got problems with their candidates. They've got problems with what's looming on the DOJ side. I hope we can get to some of this today. We only really have a couple more segments of the show, but maybe we can get to it. But their major problem is in fundraising. And it's only going to get worse. You're running to Mexico to find expatriate money. I'm not one for explaining how events work, but you got to take your entire operation to Mexico, an entire country, and arrange all these different events. When how easy is it to do that here in America? How many places are you going to spread? They say they're doing three events. One of the events, they're charging $25 a head. I guess that's for the ordinary American expat living in Mexico. $25. So maybe, happy hour kind of thing. Then the other is this. They say they've got additional events where they'll charge between, these are going to be dinners, where they charge between $1,000 and $15,000. 1.5 million expats. Let me give you some numbers. 10% are not going to be there, so they're not going to be 150,000. Even if there were, half of them, you can presume, are going to be for Donald Trump. Right? Because a lot of the people that go to Mexico to live, they're rich people. They've saved up. They're watching their money grow in the United States. And they're over in Mexico fishing and, having mint juleps on the beach. And living in, some really nice villas. I don't know if you've been over there. There's some really nice places over in Rocky Point, across the border in Mexico. I mean, I don't know exactly where you might want to live. Some people like the mountains. Some people like the ocean. But wherever it is, most of the people that are there, they're pretty well healed. But their money's back here being invested. So if it was 75,000, if they got 10% of the expats to show up, which would be shocking, because they got to be that plugged into the politics of the United States, and I don't think most of them are. You retire. You go over there to get away from all of this nonsense. You're saying to yourself, I don't care what you do. But if you do care, you know what you care about? You care about your money. So I think the majority, but I'm going to even say half, so 75,000 people. How many of them are going to be the $25 folks? I don't think it'll be 75,000. So if you have a 1,000 to 15,000 person dinner, you're probably going to have, let's just say, 500 people max. If the $25 venue is there, what are you going to do? You're going to rent out Aztec Stadium in Mexico City and hope for the best? You better bring Donald Trump with you if you want to get a crowd there. Can you imagine if Donald Trump went to Mexico City, arranged to get the expats to come to Aztec Stadium, put 40,000 people in that stadium, and charge them $25? It could happen. He could do it. Yeah. Wow. Just think about the amount of money. I mean, this guy would raise, what is that, 40,000 40,000 people at $25 a piece. So if it was, well, that's $1 million? I mean, like that. Is my math right? I don't know. I got a math degree, but I don't like to use it. I kind of refuse to use it. Anyway, all I'm saying is, to me, this has the mark of desperation all over it. What do you guys think? I'm doing the math right now. Yep, $1 million. I was right. Anyway, DNC spokesperson Jotitl Inihosa confirmed that these events are going to take place. They said DNC will require that attendees provide information showing they are American citizens or permanent residents so that they comply with all the laws. Of the 1.5 million Americans living in Mexico, what does it take to make a trip worthwhile? As I said, if they got 40,000 people doing $25 a head, it's $1 million. I don't think they're going to get that. How many people at 15 grand do they need to raise $1 million? You can do the math on it. Say they got 10,000 people and raise 1.5 million. Do you think 10,000 people are going to show up and pay $15? I don't believe the Democrats will raise $1 million in Mexico. Not legally. I don't think they will. I'm no conspiracy theorist, but I would follow the money. We've learned from the Democrats and mostly the Clintons that they have no problem laundering money for these despots and desperados. So if El Chapo's, you know, what was it, the Medellin cartel or somebody, I don't know which one's over there, if they decide we got $5 million if you want to launder it for us, don't be surprised if Tom Perez says, hey, here's what we'll do. We'll put that money in Chicago. We will run it through the machine there. And when it comes out the other end, we keep, you know, $1.5 million and we will launder the other $3.5 for you. Wouldn't shock me at all to learn that's the deal. As I said earlier, if I was living in Mexico, let me put it another way. I will be so distant from politics when I retire, I may not vote. I'll be honest with you. If I decide I'm going to retire, have a villa in Costa Rica, and they go, it's election time, I might go, okay, good luck. I know it's not, may not be the right attitude, but I'm saying I've spent a lot of time and energy, a decade now, fighting the political battle. I don't know that I want to be. I'm just saying, I think a lot of people would be, I may vote, I may not vote. So when you look at 1.5 million, you look at the apathy. So let's say it's half, 750,000 just don't care. 750,000 do care. Of the 750,000 that do care, half of them are interested in their money, so they vote for Trump. So at least 375,000, I know, quick math, keep up. 375,000 Democrats to pick from on this little jaunt of theirs. So how many of those are going to be involved? Are really going to be tuned in? I'll fight Mexico traffic. Mexico City has 22 million people. I don't know if you've ever been there. Whew, it is a zoo. What do you think? It's bad for the Democrats. So let me give you some numbers. The DNC raised $8.5 million in June, the month of the party's presidential debates in Miami. Less than half that the Republicans raised, $20.7 million for the Republicans. The DNC also spent $7.5 million, almost as much as it raised during that time, and they finished the month with $9.3 million cash on hand. RNC's got $43.5 million cash at the end of June. So here's the Democrats. They raised their burn rate was 89% of what they collected. And we're not even in the race yet. I want you to think about this. They're still picking candidates. By the way, that's like most Democrats. They spend every dime they make. But this burn rate doesn't bode well for them in 2020. And partially it's because the media has been ineffective for them, so the burn rate is faster than it normally would be. But that was June. Let's look at July. The RNC raked in another record-breaking fundraising haul, easily surpassing the party's other off-year totals, garnering more than $20 million for the second month in a row. $20.8 million, gone up, yielding almost $178 million for the cycle, $46.6 million in total cash on hand. The figure is nearly double the 10.6 they raised in July of 2017, the next highest total in history of off-year fundraising, and much larger than the 7.9 they raised in July of 2003. Understand, folks, the Republicans are smashing records in an off-year. What do you think they're going to raise next year? When the Democrats, one, show more desperation and do more craziness that's going to make more Democrats leave the party, and two, Trump kicks things into high gear against only a single Democrat when he actually starts the race. Now, where did the growth come from with the Republicans? Digital. 1,100% more money raised during the same month in 2019, their digital fundraising. Clearly, the Republicans have enhanced their war chest, and they're doing it monthly while the Democrats are depleting theirs. And with only one candidate running, you know that the Republicans are going to continue to grow, and it's going to be huge, and there's no wasted energy on 20-plus candidates who are ultimately going to lose. This is the problems that the Democrats face. But let me just tell you the biggest problem. It doesn't matter how much money the Democrats raise. They can't beat Trump. So Republicans can use their money for down-ticket races. And make no mistake about it, Democrats fundraising in Mexico, trying to get those pesos, is to fund the down-ticket Democrats in hope of keeping the House and not losing seats in the Senate. Because here's what they know and they will not tell you. They will never say this publicly. They cannot defeat Donald Trump. Now, I've already predicted they're going to lose the House, and they've obviously lost this coup attempt. So, say adios to Pelosi and bienvenidos to President Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Be gone for a little bit of time here. Taking a little bit of a mini vacation, but I want to cover some things before I leave because I'm going to miss a lot of news cycles. And I just want to cover as much as I can, as quickly as I can. But I want to begin with this because this is going to heat up in the time that I'm gone. Christopher Wray stonewalling, doesn't want to release the struck page text messages until after the 2020 election. It's one of the things that was found out. The FBI is now going to, they're under amazing level of scrutiny that is going to come out, I believe, in the time that I'm gone. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. People are starting to realize that Donald Trump has his act together. That's going to continue to get better and better while I'm gone. There's going to be a lot of good news while I'm gone. I just hate to put it that way. I hate to miss. I hate to miss, but I'm going to miss. KJRadio.com. So, but we got shows in there that you're going to love. We've got some evergreen stuff that you're gonna enjoy listening to. So please do support us while we're gone. I got to take a break. I'm just swamped. Have to get out and take a retreat. Anyway, here's a couple things I want to play. I want to talk about what a New York Times editor had to say about the Omar Tlaib Israel scandal.
One of the huge stories is the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu decided to bar the entry of two Democratic members of Congress, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, from entering Israel based on Trump's bullying him into that position. He reversed course. Now, that's a huge story, one that I wrote a column about. But another huge story, one that has not been covered by any mainstream paper or network, is the fact that their trip to Israel, or as they called it, Palestine, was being sponsored by a group that literally published neo-Nazi blood libels and said that it supported female suicide bombers, hailing them as heroes. That's a scandal. If someone like Steve King was going to Sweden or Norway and meeting with neo-Nazi groups, that would be front page news. One of the questions I think we need to ask is the fact that Trump has, lodged racist, horrible attacks on these women, has that made them sort of untouchable for us to cover in an accurate way? I think that's one of the problems of this moment, that it's very hard to cover sort of complicated characters and stories like them because the president, everything he touches, becomes toxic.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That is a leftist. She's still accusing the president of racism, which, that's just a dog whistle. They're going to say that no matter what. But she's actually holding her people accountable, saying, we should be talking about their anti-Semitism. I just wanted to play that because I want you to understand, we're at a time in America where it is a renaissance. Leftists are finally getting at least part of the picture. They're starting to see the level of hypocrisy in their own work. The ironies. I want to talk about John King talking about CNN and what he had to say about Donald Trump and China. I'm going to bounce around a little bit because we don't have a lot of time, and I'm going to be gone for a little bit of time. Here it is.
And look, the president is absolute when he says that China has been cheating for 25 years and that Bill Clinton didn't do enough about it, George W. Bush didn't do enough about it, Barack Obama didn't do enough about it, or didn't want to pick the fights for other reasons, thought there were reasons the U.S. economy is benefiting so much, we won't pick these fights. Start the conversations, not finish the conversation. The president is absolutely right.
Now, CNN put a fatwa out on that dude after he made that comment. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump is right on China. John King isn't saying anything. I mean, I play this clip because it's hard to believe that the obvious is coming out of their mouths. John King said what's obvious. Yes, Donald Trump is right on China. Surprise, surprise. Donald Trump will win on China. There will not be anybody elected in his place. And as I said to you guys, I want to assuage any angst that my audience is feeling right now. The House is going to come back over to Donald Trump. The Senate is going to get more seats for Republicans because of Donald Trump. Feel good about this. Here's a couple of tweets. Oh, by the way, Donald Trump signed into legislation forgave student loan debt for disabled members of the military. Kurt Schilling tweeted this, and hardly any coverage at all by the media. Here's Donald Trump making this declaration himself.
And today I am taking executive action to ensure that our wounded warriors are not saddled with mountains of student debt. In a few moments, I will sign a memorandum directing the Department of Education to eliminate every penny of federal student loan debt owed by American veterans who are completely and permanently disabled.
Welcome back. K Kevin Jackson here. You might ask yourself, why haven't we done this before? Why isn't this just normal? If you go into the military and for whatever reason you come out disabled and you want to go to college or you had any debt at all, it should be wiped away. That should be an incentive to go into the military, and if something happens to you, you're okay. I think another thing that should happen, if a disabled person in the military comes out and is completely disabled, we should take care of their children. These are common sense type things. If you want to talk about where communism picks in, people working for the common good, I just gave it to you. Those are perfect examples. But you know what the Democrats want to do? They want to give free college to illegals. Kids of the military, disabled or not, they got to pay for theirs. Their parents are serving, man. Are you kidding me? Anyway, Donald Trump, there's no controversy there because it's a good thing that he did. And the Democrats are not going to, they don't want any good news coming for Trump. But what about this move on birthright citizenship? We have a clip of it.
We're looking at that very seriously, birthright citizenship, where you have a baby in our land, you walk over the border, have a baby, congratulations, the baby is now a U.S. citizen. We're looking at it very, very seriously. I don't know how you found that out, but that's very good. We are looking at birthright citizenship very seriously. It's frankly ridiculous.
Birthright citizenship is the most idiotic thing that we have ever allowed happen in this country. And you know what I'm so glad about? I'm glad that Donald Trump brought it up, because in bringing it up, it means he's going to address it. He's not bringing it up willy-nilly. And it's not even a trial balloon. He thinks it's silly, and he's going to end it. And it's going to end up in a court battle. And that's okay, because we've needed this for some time. The 14th Amendment that gave the birthright citizenship to slaves was not meant to give birthright citizenship to everybody. The Democrats extended that all on their own. Well, look at Donald Trump doing something about it. And luckily, we have a slight lead in the Supreme Court, even though I'm not sure that we do, which brings me to my next tweet. John Roberts flew on John Roberts flew on Epstein's plane twice. I found this out on a tweet from Dinesh D'Souza. And the question Dinesh asked was, this Justice Roberts, our Justice John Roberts of the Supreme Court, Chief Justice. And I thought about it, because it certainly could have been. Think about it. I said this, when John Roberts did not cast a vote striking down Obamacare as unconstitutional, I said to myself, they got the goods on him. I don't know what it is, but they got the goods on him. And if it turns out that he was one of the people on the manifest of Jeffrey Epstein's plane, we might very well have our answer. We might have a corrupted Supreme Court justice, somebody who can actually be extorted. I'm going to tell you, I would not be surprised. I hate to say that, because when that guy was picked, I thought he was the most solid potential conservative on the court. And as it turns out, he may be compromised, I think is the word that they would use. Compromised. Anyway, there's a ton of other stuff. We don't have enough time. Nah, that clip's too long. We don't have enough time. A ton of stuff I wanted to talk about. And I'm just going to leave today's show by saying we are so fortunate in so many ways to live in this time, because our generation will probably be known as the second greatest generation, and we will have done more to put America back on track than any other group outside of the D-Day veterans. And I am so proud to be a part of that. I'm glad you guys are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Tell a few friends.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.